Is there any firm opposition to Sisolak on the Republic on the Democrat side?
You know, not that I know of. I've certainly heard talk about Marilyn Kirkpatrick, who's chair of the Clark County Commission, which was Sisolak's old job before this. She'd be an incredible candidate. I mean, I think, you know, the thing that you can say about her, and I disagree with her on a lot of stuff, but she's very competent, and she gets stuff done. And I think that's something we could have really used over the last year and a half from the governor. So I think it'd be a tough race. I mean, you know, Sisolak's the incumbent and kind of, you know, have that going for you. But, you know, if anyone could challenge him successfully, I think she would be the person.
I think it'll be interesting to see what happens if anybody stepped forward. Is there anybody from the so-called progressive wing of the Democrat Party that would try and challenge him?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, he's been pretty liberal, so I, you know, maybe he hasn't been as outspoken on some issues, but, you know, I think he's you know, held the line on a lot of stuff for the left. And so I just don't think they'd have enough oomph to mount a credible challenge.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens. If folks want to know more about what you're writing and you know, the stuff you're writing about, how can they go about doing, you know, finding it out?
Well, I encourage them to go to reviewjournal.com and you know, search my name, Victor Jakes, J-O-E-C as in cat, K as in kite, S as in Sam, or go to the opinion section and scroll down, and my stuff will be there. But always appreciate our subscribers and the folks who read and subscribe online. Much appreciated.
Very good. Victor, always good. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. There you have it. Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Still to come, man, we got a loaded guest list today. Stavros Anthony, city councilman, Las Vegas City. Also, Tommy White will join us, business manager of Laborers Union Local 872. You say, wait a minute, this is a conservative talk show, and yet he's on a, you know, labor union leader that will join us a little bit later on. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Also, Sam Peters will join us, GOP candidate for Congress, CD4, looking to unseat Stephen Horsford, who has been absolutely miserable as a U.S. congressman. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Sam will be coming up after 5 o'clock. Man, we got a busy, busy show as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams, may not be the best day to be on a motorcycle right now with that blowing dust and debris going on. Do expect some slow flows as you work your way into the downtown area. US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho, you're stacking up there. Also, those lane restrictions causing delays, 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. As that bridge work continues, only two lanes available as you work your way through there. Also, there's road work affecting the Las Vegas Boulevard freeway on-ramp there to US 95/515. The ramp is closed 24/7. That's going on until November 1st, and you'll tap the brakes there, 215 westbound at the airport connector.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders football, they lose to the Bears by a 20-9 score. Derek Carr, 22 of 35, no touchdowns, one interception. That was kind of the side story to the story regarding emails that John Gruden sent back in 2011 that included a comment that could be construed as racist about the head of the NFLPA, DeMurray Smith. Gruden has said it was not meant to be racist in nature. So far, his players seem to be supporting him. Raiders match up against the Broncos coming up on Sunday. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Don't mind me, just sneaking out to go to Kohl's. The home deals right now, they're too good to pass up. Like up to 40% off Cuddle Ned's bedding, up to 50% off the cutest fall decor, and up to 25% off Ninja kitchen appliances. How can I resist? You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So, yeah, I'm going all in for fall, and I can't even wait. Select styles. Offers end October 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. I do more with modern devices in Windows 10 Pro.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is amazing the way a guy that has done 4 years of the presidency and is still out there on the stump. Chuck Grassley is a U.S. Senator from Iowa. He's a farmer, but he's been in Congress for, I think, 30 or 40 years. And he warmed up the Trump crowd Saturday in Iowa. I don't know if you saw any of this. It wasn't carried by the major networks. Newsmax carried it live. And it was nothing short of incredible. A huge crowd. In fact, let's go to cut one. This is Chuck Grassley of Iowa warming up the Trump crowd ahead of a major speech. By the way, the president, former president, excuse me, the former president spoke for an hour and 45 minutes, almost 2 hours. And he was nothing short of brilliant. This was Chuck Grassley Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa, at the fairgrounds. There it is.
Gas prices are up more than a dollar. America's been extremely embarrassed, not only to the American people, but to the world, on the handling of the Afghan situation, leaving Americans behind and leaving our Afghan friends behind. President Biden has no border because he stopped building the fence and he invited people into this country in violation of our law and in violation of his oath to take to defend the Constitution and the laws, and they're being, you can see it every night on television, how those laws are being violated, and it's okay with President Biden. And we're having a run-up in inflation again. And if something isn't done about it, and they're not going to do anything about it because they want to spend another $6 trillion, they don't even listen to their own former Democratic Secretary of Treasury in the Clinton administration, Larry Summers, that wrote in in January, again in April, and again in August, that you can't spend that kind of money without throwing gasoline on the fires of inflation. And that's exactly what they're going to do. But I want you to know that every one of the 50 Republican senators is going to vote against that. And then we have this tax and spending spree. I've already talked about the tax part of it. The president gives us the biggest tax cut in the history of the country. And if this program goes through, President Biden is going to give us the biggest tax increase since 1965. And ruin the economy in the process. So I have two simple questions for you. Two simple questions. Are you better off than you were 10 months ago? And then you got to say, what are we going to do about it? And you've heard all these other people say, we've got to get control of the House and the Senate in the 2022 elections. And that's what I'm about. I would appreciate your support in the next election. And I would also appreciate, that you work hard for the whole ticket in Iowa, up and down the ticket. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, I thought, I have always thought of Charles Grassley as kind of a hayseed, kind of a, you know, Midwestern Iowa farmer and not very bright, but he was really good Saturday. And it was really refreshing to see. Now, I'm not going to have time to get it into this segment, but coming up in our next segment, I'll let you hear from the former president, and yes, he did talk about rigged elections. He did. I didn't know if he would bring it up in this particular speech, but again, he talked for an hour and 45 minutes, and he was nothing short of brilliant. When we come back, I'll let you hear the former president talk about the rigged election of 2020. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. For the past couple of years, I've witnessed a pretty sizable loss of hearing. Decades of using overdriven radio station headphones have resulted in me constantly saying, "Excuse me?" or "What?" I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, the technical advancements have been incredible. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll talk about an amazing Sunday of football. I don't know how many of you were following the Raiders and the Chiefs last night, getting knocked off by the Buffalo Bills, and all. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to get to the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, went to Iowa, and I didn't know if he would talk about this, but he did, and he did a lot. This was the former president, the 45th president of the United States, talking about the rigged election of 2020. Here it is.
They say there was no fraud. There was no fraud. Over 40 years, bellwether counties have correctly predicted every election. Bellwether counties, it's a big deal. I won almost every bellwether county, more than any other president. I won 18 out of 19. No president has ever done that. 18 out of 19. If you got just a small number, you win. I won 18 out of 19, the most any president's ever won. Think of it. We won 27 out of 27 toss-up House races. We won all 27. So they like to say, well, the people in the House were more popular than Trump. No. I made robocalls for them. I made calls for them. I helped them. And some of them said to me, a lot of them said, you know, it's impossible. We got X percentage of vote. I got more than you. But you were much more popular in my district than I was. It's amazing. That's what happened to our country. I had numerous calls from people saying, sir, it's not possible that I beat you. Every poll, there was no way that I beat you. This election was rigged. They said that. This election was rigged. And no presidential candidate has ever lost an election while winning Florida, Ohio, and a place called Iowa. First time it's ever happened. So think of it. Think of it. Think of it. In the history of our country, if you win Iowa, Florida, and Ohio, No president has ever, if you win that, you don't lose. Never happened. All these elections, so many years, never happened. Thank you very much, Iowa. We love you. Thank you. Joe Biden lost with the African-American population to former President Barack Hussein Obama in every single state other than the five swing states. In other words, the only states that were going to determine the election, although I think a lot of other states were corrupt also, but the only swing states, the swing states that determine, that's where Biden won with the African-American population. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I don't believe that. In other words, the election was a fraud, and if we want to save our country and make America great again, we have only one choice. We must elect strong and unyielding America First Republicans at every level, and we must pass a complete overhaul of our entire election system to ensure it's free, fair, honest, and able to be fully and quickly audited.
What do you think of that? I happen to agree with them. And I think the fact that the midterm elections are going to be so vitally important. One of the things I'll let you hear in just a bit is Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa, comparing and contrasting the Trump and the Biden performance in office. The great thing is, if the president runs again, I'm talking about Joe Biden, and the former president decides to run again, I think it's going to be very easy, unless things change radically, that we're going to be able to look at this upcoming election as, you know, the old compare and contrast thing. That's what I think is going to end up happening. That you're going to be able to say, you know, here is the Biden performance on the economy, on Afghanistan, on performance with a vaccine, with unemployment, with immigration. You know, I mean, on so many levels, this administration, the current administration, the Biden administration, has sucked at so much stuff. Everything they touch turns to something really bad. We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about an interesting week in the National Football League. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
What if we're kidding ourselves by thinking we can wait and see what happens? That we'll never shut down again? That there won't be worse variants than Delta? What if we're kidding ourselves that we're safe because we are younger or superhuman? That our jobs, friends, homes, and lives aren't at risk? What if we're kidding ourselves that everything is going to be all right? It's a question that those who haven't been vaccinated should ask. it's not too late. Until it is. Convince a friend to get vaccinated. Find a site at nvcovidfighter.org.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
An amazing, amazing week in the National Football League. A guy that's been hanging out at the Westgate. I don't know if he did it yesterday, but we'll find out. Gentleman Jim Dallas and the sports books. I'm not sure how they did. I know that there were some surprises that occurred. And Jim, what do you make of what happened yesterday?
Well, the sports books didn't do that great because a lot of the teams that were supposed to win actually did win and covered, which is the big thing for these places like the Westgate. And yeah, I was over there for a little bit. It was a busy day for me yesterday. I volunteered to help a friend move, and you know how that goes, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Free pizza!
Yeah. Back-breaking business. But as far as the Raiders are concerned, just not a very good outing at all. If you haven't heard, they lost 20-9 to the Chicago Bears. It was rookie quarterback in Justin Fields for the Bears. It was his first win as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. I'm sure many more will follow. But a lot of people were concerned about the controversy surrounding John Gruden, the head coach of the Raiders, a comment that he made some 10 years ago in an email that really, it would have been passé, nobody would have noticed, had it not been for the email was sent to an employee of the Washington football team, the Redskins at the time. While he was at ESPN, he basically had a derogatory term for the head of the National Football League Players Association, Demora Smith. Now, he's apologized repeatedly. There are people out there that are trying to make this maybe a bigger deal than what a lot of people think it is. But nonetheless, it's out there. But they've got bigger problems than the coach right now. Their offensive line collapsed yesterday, Kevin. It was ugly. If you missed it, there were three sacks. There were four quarterback hurries. Derek Carr only had about 200 yards passing, which is about half of what he had the previous week. They moved their first-round draft pick, Alex Leatherwood, from left tackle to guard and slipped in another player in the tackle position. It did not go well at all. So they need to figure that out. You know the old saying, the game is won in the trenches. It's not glamorous, but at the same time, it really is where the game is won or lost.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if this whole John Gruden thing blows over. But even folks like former Raider Tim Brown, and he claims to be a friend of John Gruden, and he says this is going to be a problem for him. I mean, the National Football League's looking into it. The ownership, Mark Davis, is looking into it. The big question is, what are they going to find? And is there a point at which you say, okay, he's apologized for the comments, and let's move on? But the question is, will they let them move on?
And I don't think they will at this point. In fact, the NFL has sent more emails, maybe will have a similar flavor to it, to the Raiders for review. Now, what the Raiders do at that point, whether they suspend him or fine him or a combination of both, that remains to be seen.